Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. As spring moves in, the War of Special Forces continues to comb the southeastern states, seeing God work in incredible ways. Today we join Dr. Jim Van Gelderen in the action as he recounts several miraculous campaigns of 2017.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. This is Jim Van Gelderen, and I'm broadcasting from Greenville, North Carolina, where we are starting up a week of the War of Special Forces. I believe this is our seventh week here in 2017, and we have been absolutely thrilled with all that the Lord has done. I know some of you listening to the podcast have experienced War of Special Forces, and you understand a little bit about the program. But for those that don't, we come into a church that has a Christian school. Usually on Sunday night, we present the ministry week to the church. Our burden is that the church folks will begin to pray, get involved in inviting teenagers, and just understand how they can be a help throughout the week. On Monday and Tuesday, of course, we start recruiting and inviting area teenagers to come to our evening rallies Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. Right now, I think we have about 200 young people that the team members have recruited and gotten a name and number from. Far more than those have been invited and brochures have been given out. And our burden, of course, is tomorrow that many of those will come to our first evening rally. I'll mention that in a moment. Also, during the day, we have our Christian school chapel, and our burden there is that God would do a work in the hearts of the young people that know the Lord, and that they would deal with sin issues and those that hinder so they can be used of the Lord to reach others with the gospel. It's always a blessing to me to see young people get right with the Lord and then used remarkably in reaching public school counterparts. Just a few weeks ago, we were in a Christian school and a young man got right with the Lord about middle of the week. I'm guessing he was a junior or senior. As soon as he got some things right with the Lord, I think he was going to have to go home and talk to his mom and get some things right with her. He began to spread the word to friends and to some of our team, asking us to pray because he was going to invite his cousin, who professed, I believe it was, to be an atheist, could have been an agnostic, but someone like that. And he said, "I don't think he'll come, but I'm going to invite him. You pray." Well, folks did pray. He invited his cousin. His cousin came. Not only did he come, as I preached the gospel that night, he listened. And I wasn't sure how he was taking it, but he was listening. When I gave the invitation, he was one of the first ones on his feet. And as he responded to the gospel, I remember his cousin who invited him just wept. That young man went, and our team captain, Wyatt, the Army Ranger team captain, led him to the Lord. Tears were in his eyes as he trusted Jesus to save him. And that's a blessing to see young people get right with the Lord and God use them. And that really brings me to the podcast today. And that is the simple truth, young person, that God wants to use you right now to do the impossible. There's a little verse of scripture in Jeremiah 32. It says, "Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. There is nothing too hard for thee." That was one of my grandmother's favorite verses. I could almost see her in my mind's eye clapping her hands and just in a certain sense with just a sense of joy on her heart as she expressed that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. In fact, just a few verses later in chapter 33, it says, "I am the Lord God of Israel. Is anything too hard for me?" He asked that question. God asked that question. And the answer is obvious. No, nothing's too hard for the Lord. With God, all things are possible. So it's exciting to live a Christian life knowing that with Jesus, everything's possible. Now, young person, let me encourage you when you wake up in the morning to realize that God is the God of the impossible. You may be facing a trial. You may be facing a temptation. You may be facing an opportunity for ministry. But God's there to do the impossible. He can enable you to understand the Word of God, to be taught by the Spirit. He can enable you in prayer. He can enable you to speak up for the Lord. He can enable you to take a stand. He can give you wisdom in a difficult situation. So let me encourage you every morning just to get up and to realize that God can do the impossible and expect Him to lead you and expect Him when needed to do the impossible. I certainly have been thrilled these last couple of weeks to see young people, as I mentioned a moment ago, that young man inviting his atheist cousin, and see God do the impossible, bring his cousin and, and see him come to Jesus. Several weeks ago as well, we had a lady in the church that worked with bus system in the town in which she lived and with the public schools. And she worked it out for our team captains to go and invite some of the young people on the buses to come to our War of Special Forces evening rallies. Well, one of our team captains, Wyatt, the Army Ranger captain, went and invited a bus. And as he stood at the entrance of the bus, as young people left, only one young man gave him his name and number. He was a young man from the people group of the Hmong, which is in several different countries. But he gave his number. And when they texted back and forth, the young man asked if he could bring others. Of course, Wyatt encouraged him to do so. That night, they pulled in a vehicle that was packed with some of his cousins, and they got out. That night, I don't remember exactly how many there were, but 5, 6, 7, something like that. When the invitation was given, they all responded to get saved. One of the joys that night for my wife was as she gave the gospel to three of these Hmong young ladies, one of them translated to a grandmother who did not know English. And that night, all those young ladies got saved, and so did the grandmother. What a blessing to see someone who had a different language hear the gospel through her granddaughter and get saved. But the story I'm telling is about one of the young men. I don't know this is his full name, but he went by Popeye. And that young man went back on the bus the next day. And the bus driver, of course, was this lady who had worked it out for us to be able to invite the kids. And he stood up on that bus and said, "I got saved yesterday, or got saved last night. And if I were to die, I know I'd go to heaven. I know my sins are washed away," something like that. And it was obviously a powerful moment. You don't hear those kind of things on a public school bus very often. But God used that in the heart of another young man on that bus. And he contacted the bus driver and asked if she could pick him up. And with the parents' permission, she did. And that young man came. I remember that on the front row as I preached the gospel. Boy, he was plugged in. And he got saved. I understand recently he got baptized. And what a blessing to hear that. Now, my point is, that young man on the bus, you know what he did? He did the impossible. Let's just face it, that Jesus gave him the courage to stand up and give the gospel, and God used it in the heart of another young man on that bus that needed the very same thing. Now, young person, God wants to use you to do the impossible. So would you wake up in the morning and look to Jesus and trust him to do through you what his will is for that day? Because I believe God wants us to live a life that has the fingerprints of God on it every day. He wants to use us and to do the impossible. So young person, just remember that you're part of the generation, a generation by the grace of God that is totally surrendered to the will of God and totally dependent on God's power to enable them to do what they could never do without him. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.